بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا. Last week we spoke about how Ramadan enters. And we said with one of three things. It's either the completeness of Sha'ban, we said, or by seeing the Hilal of Ramadan, or if there is a cloud, we complete the Iddah. If there is a cloud, we complete the 30. And we said that the Hanabila, they said, مَا نَقْدُرُ لَهُ, meaning of count for it, to make it, to restrict it to 29. And we spoke about it is forbidden to fast the day of Shak. Doubt. Is that true or not?
Yeah.
We spoke about that
day
because I forgot to mark where I stopped. وَإِذَا رَأَ الْهِلَالَ وَحْدَهُ صَمْ. If he sees the Hilal by himself, he should fast. And also we said that there is a hadith, الصوم. الصوم يوم يصوم الناس والفطر يوم يفطرون. The fasting is when the people fast and the fitr is when the people do fitr. يعني, and this is, we said, سنده حسن and collected by Tirmidhi and the Baghawi. So what does it mean? It means that if he sees the moon and he sights the moon and all the community does not take his opinion and they fast the second day, can he fast by himself?
Yes.
Here the Imam said he can fast by himself and he doesn't cause a fitna. The second opinion, the hadith that I mentioned, that he stick to the majority of the Muslims. طيب. Demographically, the majority of the Muslims has to be analyzed. Some people think the majority of the Muslims is his masjid and his own group of friends. That is the majority of the Muslims. Or lakimba, يعني in the majority of the Muslims. Then the majority of the Muslims, Indonesian, Pakistanis, Lebanese, all of them are majority of the Muslims. Not take one second, you are majority of the Muslims. No, all of these are majority of the Muslims. Let us understand for now that he can fast by himself if he doesn't want to cause a big commotion, or, which is better because the hadith is Hassan, is As-sawm yawma yasumu an-nas. And if the majority of the people fast on one day, you fast with them. But if they are upon the haqq, not upon calculation, you see the difference. You say, wallahi, this masjid is the majority, so I'm sticking with them. Are this majority on the opinion of different moon rising, of the different matali', yani places of rising of the moon, which is a fiqh opinion recognized, or they are on the local sighting? See, we told you these two opinions by principle are correct. If they on calculation and hisabat, which is they invite the ministers 6 months before Ramadan comes, and they make it on that day because the minister comes that day, and they calculate it, 1 year before Ramadan comes, they know when is Ramadan, we say then you're not the majority even if you are billions of people. Why? Because you're not on the haqq. Because Ibn Mas'ud said, what, radiallahu anhu, you are the jama'ah, even if you are by yourself, as long as you are on the haqq. That's what Ibn Mas'ud defined jama'ah to be. And Allahu A'lam, يعني to stick with the people, and that is the closest opinion. He said, فَإِنْ كَانَ عَدْلًا صَامَ النَّاسُ بِقَوْلِهِ. If he is trustworthy and just, the people should, he said, if he is trustworthy, people should fast based on his statement. إِذَا كَانَ عَدْلًا. What does it mean, عَدْلًا? يعني a person known that he doesn't lie, he doesn't do major sins, he avoids the minor sins, and he is a decent Muslim. If he is a decent Muslim, he comes, the Imam can make him take an oath, أقسم بالله العظيم, I've seen the Hilal, then the Imam, يعني Al-Khalifa or the Imam, he will send his subjects to go to the Masajid to inform the people to call up on the Manabir to proclaim Ramadan has started. إِذَا كَانَ عَدْلًا. وَلَا يُفْطِرُونَ إِلَّا بِشَهَادَةِ عَدْلَيْنِ. And they do not break the fast except by the shahada of عَدْلَيْنِ. And they should not break the fast at the end of Ramadan unless it is based on the testification or testimony of two trustworthy individuals. طيب why? We'll talk about the hadith. A hadith later. But the ulama, the scholars, they say, normally people like to enter ibadah or to like to escape the ibadah. Normally, the general masses like what?
Escape
the ibadah. That's why the scholars, they say, entering the ibadah with one, because that goes against the whims of people. Exiting the ibadah, you need two. Why? Because that goes along and with the whims of people. You see, the whims of people, even though they're happy in Ramadan, but they cannot wait for Eid.
Yeah.
So you need two, not one. You see? So that's why the ulama, they say, the ibadah, you started with one, but to exit it needs two witnesses. And that's why they say two witnesses. Of course, the hadith here, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Ramadan started, Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu said, رأى الناس الهلالة فأخبرت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أني رأيته فصام وأمر الناس بصيامه رواه أبو داود. طيب, and it is hadith Hassan. He said that the people went out to sight the hilal. Then I informed, Ibn Umar informed the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم أني رأيته, I've seen it. Then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم ordered the people to do what? To fast the month of Ramadan. As for exiting the ibadah, which is entering the month of Shawwal, the first dalil is the consensus, ijma' al-ummah, that you need two men, adlain, not only one person, two. Lima ruya, also it's been narrated an Abdul Rahman ibn Zayd ibn al-Khattab an ashab al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أنه عليه الصلاة والسلام قال فإن شهد شاهدان فصوموا وأفطروا. عبد الرحمن, the son of Zayd, the son of Khattab, from the companions of the Prophet, on the authority of the companions of the Prophet وسلم, that صلى الله عليه وسلم said, if two witnesses witness, fast and unfast, that is sort of the adillah, and the ijma' is strong, because the hadith that I mentioned now has some weaknesses in it, but we have the consensus, which is ijma' al-ummah, that is the most important part. Here he said, وَلَا يُفْطِرُ إِذَا رَآهُ وَحْدَهُ, and he does not, here he said, he should not break the fast based on sighting it, the crescent by himself. So, you saw the crescent by yourself, you don't break your fast, because you need a second witness. You see, in the entering of the month, the Shaykh allowed you. But exiting the month, he needs you what? Second. Why you need second? Even if you say, wallahi, I am by myself and my family, we're going to Adi Eid, khalas, I've seen it. No, he said to you, because you have to meet the criteria, the ijma'. Here, you need two. Two, regardless whether it is to the general public or the person himself, you need another witness with you. Yani, if you see it, you go out, you and your friend Ali, and you see it, you say, Ali, you've seen this, the moon? He says, yes, alhamdulillah. Now, you go to the Amir, and you say, ya Amir, we saw the moon. He says, guys, you don't look too good to me. I'm not going to take your shahada. Just an example. So, alhamdulillah, you have then the option to break your fast and you do Eid with your family. Of course, you don't make a commotion, so you don't go against the Amir. Or you do what? You keep fasting and you do the Eid with the people. Of course, here when we see the Amir, we don't say head of the center. The Amir here, the word Amir is taken out of place. Everyone, alhamdulillah, today is an Amir. I'm an Amir and he's an Amir and we are Umara. Tayyib, mashallah, yani. Majlis al-Umara, mashallah. Bodyguards and everything. So, Amir, ya Habibi, Amir here, Amir al-Mu'mineen. What is the definition of Amir?
Amir,
he is allowed to implement the Sharia. Meaning what? Meaning he has the authority, power to implement the deen. How is that? يعني he appointed judges. And when the judge, he orders someone to get locked up or executed or divorce him from his wife, he goes to the Amir and gives him the hukum, and the hukum implemented. That is the real Amir, that you have to obey him and give him bay'ah if he implements the Sharia. But Amir of a center, you have to obey him in his center. If he's responsible of a center, and he says to you, Ya Akhi, I don't want this brother to come and give khutbah in my center. He has the right, because he runs the center. And he says to you, Wallahi, we want to move these tables, we will put them there. It's his center. Sah? But he has no authority over the people to say, go here and you're not allowed to go there. That is not the imara that is mentioned here that we are talking about here. Now, in a country where, like Australia, we don't have an imara, طيب, we don't have big majalis, dar fatwa, like they have in Saudi Arabia, which is Hayat Kibar al-Ulama, or in, for example, in Egypt, they have body of ulama that decides the start and the end of the month. What do we do here? We meant to here follow al-ulama of the country, the mashayikh of the country. If they sit and decide according to an authentic dalil, then it is incumbent on us to follow those mashayikh. It's incumbent on us to follow those mashayikh, because in here, this is what we have. And that is the best that we have. Araftum? And it's up to them. But, yani, they have to be following, so we don't contradict ourselves, they have to follow an accepted strong dalil amongst the ulama of the ummah. Not invent a new opinion like citing the moon by calculation. You understand? That's what it's. طيب, here the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith Aisha, لِيَتَّقِي أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يَصُومَ صَوْمًا مِنْ شَعْبَانَ أَوْ يُفْطِرَ يَوْمًا مِنْ رَمَضَانَ قَالَ وَأَنْ يَتَقَدَّمَ قَبْلَ النَّاسِ فَلْيُفْطِرْ إِذَا أَفْطَرَ النَّاسِ. Here he said that Umar radiallahu anhu said, one of you should fear to fast a day from Sha'ban or unfast a day of Ramadan. Yani be aware of that. And he said, or to precede the people with anything. Let him fast, let him unfast when the people fast. So you follow the people, what they're doing, and you don't go and make your odd opinion. Some groups, like the Ahbash and others, they like to be different than everyone else. If the whole world is one way, they go the other way. And if the whole world going the other way, they go a different way. Why? So there is something called Kharif Ta'raf. Be different and you'll be known. True or not? Yani one of you walks in here with a abaya pink and a purple amama, Khalif Ta'raf. He says, I'm wearing the sunnah, I'm wearing abaya and turban, but yes, you know, the colors you're choosing, you want to be different so you can be known. Here he said, وَإِنْصَامُوا بِشَهَادَةِ اثْنَيْنِ ثَلَاثِينَ يَوْمًا أَفْطَرُوا. He said, if they fasted, started the month based on the testimony of two for 30 days, they should break their fast. Yani, because of the hadith there. Because of the hadith there, that if they fast with the testimony of two, 30 days, they can break their fast. Yani, after 30 days, they can break their fast. وَإِنْ كَانَ بِغَيْمٍ أَوْ قَوْلِ وَاحِدٍ لَمْ يُفْطِرُوا إِلَّا أَنْ يَرَوْهُ أَوْ يُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةِ. Here he said, if they did start the month of Ramadan in the presence of the fogging by clouds or based on the statement of one individual, then they should not break their fast until they either see it or complete the full period. Here he's saying, if you started the month because if it is fogging, so what? There is conception. You understand? There is misconception. One person, when it is cloudy, because it could be not Ramadan. Or two, or one person witnessed, also he could be wrong. So that's why he's saying, pay attention, he's saying, then they should not break their fast until they either see it or complete the full period. Until they either see it or complete the full period. In that first case, what did he say? He said, Rahmatullah alayh, if they started the month with two testimonies, after 30 days they break their fast. What's these two opinions are coming about? I know it's getting a little bit complex. Why is this opinion? Can Ramadan be 31 days? That's what he's saying. That's the issue. Again, two people came and started the month. We didn't see the crescent. We didn't see the new moon at the end of the month. One person at the beginning of the month, he said to us, I sighted the moon. We started fasting. Or it was cloudy and we fasted the next day. Now, both are doubtful. Some person could make a mistake. But we had to stop because somebody says, I've seen it. The month passed, we went to see the moon, we could not sight it with our own eyes. So he said here, you have to wait until you sight the moon or complete the 30 days. On the other point, he said, if two people witnessed the moon when it started, he said, 30 days. Once you count the 30 days, you can break your fast. If you didn't see it, you complete the 30 days and you break your fast. For the other one, when it started by one person or cloudy, he said, you're not allowed except until you see it or you complete 30 days. Why? Because it started by that. What Ibn Qudama means here is that if they started the month of Ramadan, the month based on the testimony of two people, then they should break their fast after 30 days of Ramadan. Khalas, 30 days you break your fast if you cannot sight the moon. Whether or not they see the crescent of Shawwal, regardless whether they see the crescent of Shawwal or not, if they see it, they break their fast. If they don't see it, they complete it to 30, and then they don't have to worry about seeing the moon. Here he said, however, if they base on the beginning of Ramadan, on the testimony of only one individual, of they fasted, or if they fasted the day of doubt because of the cloud, and the day that is of doubt because of the doubt, then they should continue fast until they see the crescent. Until they see the crescent, because they started with doubt. They have to see the crescent. So they don't and fast a day from Ramadan. Or until they complete 60 days from the beginning of Sha'ban. They complete what? 60 days from the beginning of Sha'ban. 60 days from completing from the beginning of Sha'ban. Mazin. Sha'ban 30 days and Ramadan 30 days. This way you are at the doubt. You understand? You don't fast 60 days, you count 60 days. Alright? You count Sha'ban to be 30 days because you doubted that day, then you counted 30 days and another 30 days. Here he said, hey. We understand the point? Why? It's all about certainty and doubt. With two people, you're certain. There can't be two different people lying. But with one person or cloud, you could do it faster the day early. And then that means if you're going to count 29 days in Ramadan, you could be unfasting a day of Ramadan. That's why he said, you have to make sure you sight the moon no matter what. But if you couldn't sight the moon, or because it's cloudy and rainy for the next 3 days, then you count from the beginning of Sha'ban to the end of Sha'ban 30 days. And the beginning of Ramadan to the end of Ramadan, another 30 days, has to be 60 days, and then it is Eid. Why? This way you are out of the doubt completely, and you know surely you have completed the Iddah. You completed Ramadan. Here he said,
شوف سبحان الله العلماء, because they used to live it every day. Pay attention.
وَإِذَا اشْتَبَهَتِ الْأَشْهُرُ عَلَى الْأَسِيرِ تَحَرَّى وَصَامُ فَإِنْ وَافَقَ الشَّهْرَ أَوْ مَا بَعْدَهُ أَجْزَأَهُ وَإِنْ وَافَقَ قَبْلَهُ لَمْ يُجْزِهُ.
If a captive is confused regarding the months, he should do his best to figure out and fast. Someone in jail, this beginning, this book of Fiqh is for beginners. So, being a Muslim captive, that was something they used to. Subhanallah al-Azim. He said, Ittab, what if someone asir? Because this book, he only put the situations that regularly happens. Because it's for beginners. Rare issues, you find it in the big books of Fiqh, like Al-Mughniyin. He takes the rare issues and he talks about it. Right? But in the Ma'unda, it is for beginners. He takes the issues that usually happens a lot. He said, if you're a captive, what do? You try your best to find the month and you fast. Because you wouldn't know. Same thing with the Salat. Yani some cells underground, closed, they don't see the light. And of course, in some of these Tawagheed jails, they mock you if you're praying. They won't tell you what time it is. You wouldn't know the day from the night. For 20 years, you don't know when is the Fajr from Isha, from Maghrib, nor when is Ramadan, when is not Ramadan. And they will not tell you, so they can torture you. Just torture you yani psychologically. Right. He said he tries his best, and he fasts. فَإِنْ وَافَقَ الشَّهْرَ أَوْ مَا بَعْدَهُ أَجْزَأَهُ. طيب. Here he said, if his fasting coincide with the month or started after it, it would be valid. But if he started before it, it would not be. It would not. He said, if his fasting coincide with the month or started after it, it would be valid. Why? Because he started in Ramadan. You have to remember, you fast in Ramadan, not before Ramadan. Taib, he said, but if it started before it, it would not. Here he said, يعني عليه القضاء. يعني when he comes out of jail, he makes sure those days, and he sees whatever he fasted before Ramadan started, he compensates with it, the days. Here he said, while this is the position of the vast majority, Imam Ibn Qudama rahimahullah indicated in Al-Mughni that some Shafi'is consider fasting before the month began as valid as long as the person does his best to seek the month of Ramadan. You see? And Allahu A'lam also, that is a strong valid opinion. Why? Because fasting the month of Ramadan, ya ikhwah, yani the timing of it is a condition. And when it comes to the issues of condition, you try your best to cite the time. But if you do not know and you couldn't, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will overlook this burden. Especially for the ones who are locked up for 15 years. When they come back, they already don't know which year they're in, or the month they're in, or the date they're in, or the time they're in. When they come out in those strict conditions, how are they going to chase it up and correct it? But for the one who fasted, subhanallah al-Azim, for the ones who stayed in those type of jails for 1 year or 2 years, he can easily try to manage those days that he unfasted before the month of Ramadan. He can manage that. Right? So you can see. But if it is a long time, how is he going to manage? We say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept, and we leave it up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He knows the best of, and He is the best, He is the most forgiver subhanahu wa ta'ala. هو يقول ويباح الفطر في رمضان لأربعة أقسام. Ruling on those exempted from fasting. Now this is the important part. Here he said, ويباح الفطر في رمضان لأربعة أقسام. There are four types of people that are allowed to unfast in Ramadan, exempted from fasting. المريض الذي يتضرر به. An ill person who would be harmed by fasting.
First, the ill person. And then he said, والمسافر الذي له القصر فالفطر لهما أفضل. He said, and the traveler who is permitted to shorten the prayer, for them breaking the fast is preferable. شوف سبحان الله. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Dalil said, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْهُ وَمَنْ كَانَ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. He said, whomever witnesses the month from you, let him fast. And whomever is sick or traveling, فَعِدَّةٌ, to compensate with other days. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants ease from you, and He does not want from you the hardship. Also the Bukhari and Muslim narrated from Jabir that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam كان في سفر, he was traveling, فَرَأَى زُحَامًا وَرَجُلًا قَدْ ظُلِّلَ عَلَيْهِ. He said he saw a lot of people, يعني a big crowd of people, and a man people are trying to shave. فَقَالَ مَا هَذَا قَالُوا صَائِمٌ. He said, who is this? And then he said, he is a person who is fasting. فَقَالَ لَيْسَ مِنَ الْبِرِّ السِّيَامُ فِي السَّفَرِ. It is not from al-bir, يعني the goodness to fast whilst you are traveling. So this is, it is better to fast, it is better to break your fast. And we said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you a gift, ya shabab. So why do you reject the gift of Allah? Why do you reject the gift of Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want to give you a gift. But one would say, alhamdulillah, today I travel to Melbourne. 1 hour and a half in the plane. I am a rich man. I travel first class. Hire car picks me up. Hire car drops me off. We say, no problem. You still prefer for you to break your fast. You're a traveler. You are a traveler, yes. Al-illah is the safar, not the hardship. Even though the wisdom it is for the hardship. And the legislator who legislated for you to break your fast, he knew one day you're going to have a higher car and an air-conditioned house and everything. Wallahi subhanallah al-azim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يعني, opened the doors that I traveled a lot. Wallahi, traveling is hard even if it is fast. It's hard. No matter what, it's hard, especially when you reach, when you cross the age of 35, you just don't want to go anywhere. You just want to go home, masjid, and back home to your library or to your whatever, the quiet life. When you're young, you travel, you don't feel the pain. But I tell you, the only place that I like to travel to is Mecca and Medina. And if there is another place Allah wills, then we go. But apart from that, Mecca and Medina, they'll be the only place that I would like to travel to. Apart from that, subhanAllah, it's all hard. As for, since we're talking about the traveler, as for the taxi drivers and the truck drivers and the one who fly planes and the train drivers, let's talk about them. Let's start with the truck drivers. The truck drivers, if they travel in a distance that meets the musafir, yani a traveler, which is around 80 kilometers, and they leave the bunyan, they leave the civilization, they are allowed to break their fast. They are allowed to break their fast. Now, if a truck driver said, ya akhi, but I drive all year round, so if I'm not going to fast in Ramadan, I have to make them up, I have to fast them some other day, and I'd like to fast them. You say, akhi, then fast them. So they don't pile up on you. Same thing for the one who is a captain. He flies traveling distance every day. He says, wallahi, I work 6 months a year, I'll fast them in the other 6 months a year. We say, then you have the rukhsah. And he says, wallahi, I fly all year round, so I'm traveling all year round, so I don't fast. We say, no, if you want to fast them, then fast Ramadan, there is no issue. As for the taxi driver, we say, no, you have to fast. He says, but I drive 300 kilometers every day. We say, you fast. Why? Because you're not leaving the bunyan. You're not leaving the city. You're still in the city. You're still within that zone of 60, 70 kilometers. If you get a fare far away, which is considered traveling in the Sharia, you say, I want to concentrate, ya akhi, it's going on the highway about a couple of hundred kilometers, then we say break your fast and make it up another day. Araf? Because a lot of the people see our taxi driver, he clocks easily 80 kilometers within the 3-4 hours of his work. You say, it doesn't matter, because you're still in the same city and you're not a traveler. You haven't packed your bags and left. You are working. Same thing, the courier driver. He's driving within the city. But let's say he got a booking from Sydney to Newcastle, which is what? 150, 120 kilometers, whatever. We say, this is traveling distance. Then you can break your fast. But he says, ya akhi, I don't want to break my fast. I do it in 3 hours and I come back. I want to feel with my family and do iftar with my family and go to Tarawih. What do you mean? We said, be fast. Fast. Why? Because traveling is part of their life. Traveling is part of their life. But for you, traveling normally is not part of your life. That's where the Sharia gives you, says to you, from the bill, it is better to break your fast. طيب. As for the sick, we'll talk about it, inshallah, as we go. Here he said, al-musafir, Prophet here he said, وَعَلَيْهِمَا الْقَضَاءُ وَإِنْ صَامَا أَجْزَأَهُمَا. He said, and if they make up for the number of days they did not fast, and they should make up for the number of days they did not fast, but if they fast, it will be valid. So, what they do, he said, Rahmatullah alayh, you have to compensate and fast another day. But if you fast, ajza, يعني, you're allowed. It's better not to, but you're allowed. If you're a person, as we said, who travels very regularly, you say, akhi, I'm always on the road, then we say, if you want to, don't break your fast, and that is what suffices you. He said, الثاني, the second time, الحائض والنفساء تفطران وتقضيان. الحائض والنفساء, a menstruating woman and the one having poor postnatal bleeding. They break their fast and make up those days. And if they fast, it will not be valid. So, الحائض والنفساء, She has to break her fast, and she is exempted from fasting. Even if it is 1 second before the adhan, she chipped herself and she bled, khalas. She has to break her fast and redo the day. The dalil, hadith Aisha radiallahu anha, al-muttafaq alayhi fi Bukhari wa Muslim, كانت إحدانا تحيض على عهد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فنؤمر بقضاء الصوم ولا نؤمر بقضاء الصلاة. She said, one of us, she used to menstruate at the time of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, so we were ordered to redo the fasting and we were not ordered to redo the صلاة. And this is with also the consensus of the Ummah. وَإِن صَامَتَا, also he said, and if they fast, it will not be valid. Will not be valid. As for a woman who has a stillborn, if she has a miscarriage, if she has a miscarriage and she bleeds, we studied that in JIYC in the chapter of Tahara. We said, or they do cleaning of the womb. I don't know what they call this operation. They clean the womb. If there is a dead baby inside her womb, they remove it. طيب. If the baby has the figure of a human being, then she take the ruling of Nufasa, woman of postnatal bleeding, which is around 80 days and over. If she's pregnant, and her pregnancy 80 days and above, that means the baby inside her womb has what? Has already started to have the features of a human. If she has a miscarriage, then she is now in the postnatal bleeding. What does it mean? Why we need this? Because if she had Let's say an abortion for a valid reason, because abortion without a valid reason, it's not like that. It's not like that. But let's just say, she had a miscarriage after 40 days, 50 days, or an abortion. Can she continue her fasting? Even if she bled, we say yes, she can continue her fasting, because that bleeding is not a postnatal bleeding. This is why we need to understand it. So, if she loses her baby, or she loses the alaqa, the fetus inside her womb, after 40 days, 50 days, and she bleed, she can either unfast for the reason of sick, or if she feels a sexual, nothing wrong with me, just went down, but I'm bleeding. I want to continue fasting, I don't feel sick, nothing wrong with me. Let's say one of those strong women. Then we say continue your fasting normally, even if you are bleeding, because that is not menstruation nor postnatal bleeding. The postnatal bleeding starts when you put down something, and the fetus has the features of a human, which is normally 80 days and above. Tayyib, what if 80 days and above, and she did not bring out any blood? What do we say to her? Does she continue fasting or she break her fast? We say, if there is no blood, you continue. Based on what? On the words of Imam Ahmad, that a pregnant woman, if she has birth and she drips no blood, yani she gave the baby and the blood straight away stopped, have a ghusl and pray. But of course, there's no woman will have a miscarriage without bleeding for 1 day or 2 days. It's not going to happen. The third type, al-hamil wal-murdi'a. He said, al-hamil wal-murdi'a. A pregnant woman and the one who is breastfeeding. He said, إِذَا خَافَتَا عَلَى وَلِيدِهِمَا أَفْطَرَتَا وَقَضَتَا وَأَطْعَمَتَا عَنْ كُلِّ يَوْمٍ مِسْكِينَا. وَإِنْ صَامَتَا أَجْزَأَهُمَا. He said, if they fear for themselves, they break their fast and make up for it. If they fear for their unborn children, they break their fast, make up for it, and feed one poor individual per day. That is the opinion of what? Hanabila. What is the opinion of the Hanabila? The opinion of the Hanabila, that if a woman is pregnant or suckling, if she fears for herself, what does she do? She redo the day that she unfasted. Redoing the day she unfasted. If she fears for her baby, she redo and she pay fidya to feed the miskin every day. That's the opinion of the Hanabila. Why? Because Ibn Abbas said, radiyallahu anhuma, inna tafsir, wa'ala alladhina yutiqunahu fidya, and upon the ones who cannot bear it, the fidya. He said, أثبتت للحبلى والمرضع. It is here, he said, for the pregnant and the suckling. And some scholars said, if the murdع fear for herself or on her child, she only has to do what? The days she unfasted. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith narrated by Ahmad al-Tirmidhi and Abu Dawood and others with Isnad Hassan, and al-Tirmidhi said, Hassan, inna Allah wada'a nisfa salati 'ani al-musafir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put down half the salat from the traveler. Wassawma 'ani al-musafir, and fasting from the traveler. Wa 'ani al-murdi'i wal-hubla, and from the suckler and the pregnant. Tayyib. Now, here, this is an issue, and there is why it's a spread opinion that gives a headache. And our sisters haven't fasted for 5-6 years. Because, jazahumullah khair, some of our mashayikh, jazahumullah khair, they give them the fatwa that if you are pregnant or suckling and fearing for your baby, you don't have to redo the day, you just pay the fidya. You don't have to do the day, you just pay the fidya. So the woman gets pregnant for 1 year. Gone month of Ramadan. she suckles for 2 years, gone another two Ramadan, and then she what? 3 years, she hasn't fasted. By the time she finished suckling, her husband, Kamal, impregnate her, so that you go another 3 years. They say, okay, you pay for every day, $300 a year, and because $10 per day, 3 days, 300, yallah, 300 is easy. Her dress, her abaya, costs $500. Mahaka, hadi, tayyib. So, 300 years a year, and that's it. Finished. What easy is that? Unfortunately, yani, the reality, if we analyze the ayah, this is, of course, this opinion is easy on the sisters. That's why it's the popular opinion. By the way, this opinion is not very popular. The majority of the ulama, as you see, on that opinion. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he said here that she pays. So that will make the opinion so far three. That makes the opinions to three. The first opinion, what does she do? She pays and she fasts, she redo the days, and she pays a fidya if she is fearing on her baby. And if she's fearing for herself only, she only redo the days. The second opinion says she only do the days. The third opinion, she doesn't do any day and pay only. Which opinion is correct? Let's go to the ayah. But before we go to the ayah, we have a hadith that is Hassan, accepted. The hadith that Hassan said, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as I read to you, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put down the fasting from the traveler, the suckler, and pregnant woman. Let's go to the ayah in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَىٰ سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ. Whomever from you is sick or traveling, he has to compensate with other days. The Sharia really gave two excuses for breaking the fast. Either you're a traveler or sick. Put the traveler aside, now we're talking about the sick. Is it really you unfast and break your fast when you are sick or fearing of getting sick? Of course it is fearing of getting sick, because you get sick, it's too late. Meaning, if a person is diabetic, on a mild form of diabetes, the doctor, a Muslim trustworthy doctor, says to him, don't fast. You have to take the medicine 3 times or 4 times or whatever. I'm just giving examples. I'm not saying just diabetic. Could be any other disease or sickness. May Allah cure the sick of the Ummah of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If here the doctor said to him, you have to break your fast and take your medicine. Say, alhamdulillah. Now this person here, he says, you know what? The doctor is a jahil. My grandmother was like this. She had a high blood pressure. The doctor said to her, don't fast. You have to take the medicine 4 or 5 times a day. Otherwise, your blood pressure comes in. She used to say, the doctor is a jahil. I fast, and after 10 days of Ramadan, she collapses. So, he says to you, don't fast. But you insist on fasting. You insist on what? On fasting. 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, say, doctor is, what does he know? Look, alhamdulillah. The 4th day, he gets a diabetic fit, and he collapses. Now, yes, he fasted the 3 or 4 days, and nothing wrong with him, but he caused the problem for him on the fourth day, and the Sharia does not want you to cause harm for yourself. No doubt, fasting has hardship. But that hardship is accepted in the Sharia, and Allah wants you to go through a bit of a hardship. That hardship. But not hardship that causes someone to get really, really ill. The Sharia does not want you to fall into that hardship. You understand? That's why the sick person or fearing to get sick. But not, you see, mashallah, brother, 6 by 9, 6 lira by 9 meter, and he says, Sheikh, I get hungry and I get sick. What can I do? Fast, maybe you lose that 6 by 9. No, we're not talking about this. We're talking about really sick person. طيب وهارت بروبلم اور سمثينج. The Sharia is not white until you get a heart attack. The Sharia gives you the allowance. Now let's go to the pregnant woman. The pregnant woman, what did Ibn Qudama says? If she fears for herself or for her child, enough for her fearing for herself. Now what would happen to the woman if she's fearing for herself? She gets sick. So she is like the sick person. So she takes the ruling of what? Of a sick person. What does the sick person do? What? He does another day. We're not talking about the one who's chronically sick, assuming that he can never be cured. Like some sicknesses can never be cured. No, we're talking about a person who is temporarily sick. This person has to redo the days, and she has to redo the days because her pregnancy is not permanent. Her pregnancy is temporarily. We understand it. So we have the hadith and the qiyas from the ayah. But this opinion that she pays, that is not the strongest opinion, and it's a very weak opinion. And the correct opinion, Allahu A'lam, that regardless whether she fears for herself or fear for her baby, she just redo the days, and that is the correct opinion, inshallah. She just redo the days, she doesn't have to pay. She doesn't have to. But if she fast, أجزأهما. يعني if she decided she's a suckler or she is a pregnant woman and she knows herself, she doesn't get sick, she doesn't get dizzy. Especially now Ramadan is in winter. She says, Wallahi, ya Sheikh, I can fast. You say, khalas, fast. But if you feel a little bit sick, break your fast. Or you know yourself that you do get really sick when you're fasting. Especially sometimes in the early first few weeks and the last few weeks of pregnancy, we say, break your fast. طيب. One more paragraph and we stop. So we can stop at the right point. Here he said, الرابع العاجز عن الصيام لكبر أو مرض لا يرجى برؤه فإنه يطعم عن كل يوم مسكينا. The first type is a person who is incapable of fasting because of old age or incurable disease. In this case, you should feed one poor individual per day. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ يُطِيقُونَهُ فِدْيَةٌ طَعَامُ مِسْكِينَ. And for those who can fast but do not, there is a ransom, the feeding of a person in need. يعني someone who is not able to fast, a ransom. Some people get upset. They say, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I would love to fast like everyone. We say to him, yes, but there is someone who's fasting somewhere in the world who need that $10 to break his fast. So Allah took it from you and gave it to him. So it's a hikmah. Sometimes there is a hikmah for you not to fast, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yani said. And also the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ibn Abbas, said in the interpretation of this ayah, Baqarah 147, he said, لَيْسَتْ بِمَنْسُوخَ. It is not abrogated. هُوَ الشَّيْخُ الْكَبِيرُ وَالْمَرْأَةُ الْكَبِيرَ لَا يَسْتَطِعَانِ أَنْ يَصُومَ فَلْيُطْعِمَا مَكَانَ كُلِّ يَوْمٍ مِسْكِينَا. He said, it is for the old man and the old woman who are incapable of fasting. They both feed for every day a miskin. طيب. How do you feed the miskin? How do you feed the miskin? The feed the miskin, normally the sunnah is to cook food and call the miskin to your house to eat, or give him the food to his house. Or he distribute to the poor, whatever. Now, if you need cook, you can give him rice or the normal food of the town. Like for example, their normal food is rice or wheat. Now, ya ikhwah, before we stop, sometimes some brothers insist on giving wheat as it'am miskin. They go and give 1 kilo of flour. Take flour. That's the sunnah. Give wheat or 1 kilo of rice. But this person today doesn't need rice. So I'm trying to implement the sunnah. But this person today, he doesn't eat rice. Maybe he needs the $10, he goes buy 3 sardines. Corned beef.
That's why some scholars, they say you just give him the $10 and he buys food. You just tell him, this is fitrah, please buy food with it. Pay him. Please buy food with it. You give him the money in his hand. Some ulama allowed that because giving sometimes rice, it defeats the purpose of giving him the feeding. Or if you can, you want, you can make a meal and call it your house. Here in Australia, we don't do this. So what do? You entrust someone overseas, whether it is masakin, not poor masakin, it'amu miskin. What does it mean? It doesn't have to be dead poor. Miskin, needy person. But not your rich mate or your mate who has money and working. No, he's miskin, meaning his earning isn't enough to suffice him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Kahf about the owners of the ship that Musa alayhi salatu was salam with the Khadr broke part of it. Sammaha wa limasakina ya'maluna fil bahr. Masakin, they work where? In the sea. So they were working. But Allah called them miskin. Why? Because their income isn't enough. Their income isn't enough. This person whose income is not enough, he deserves zakat and he deserves to be given the fitrah and he deserves to be given. It'amu miskin. And he deserves, if you want to break an oath, to give it to him. طيب. وعلى سائر من أفطر لا غير. We'll leave that for next week. It's been like an hour. Another brother starting the eyes. سبحانك الله وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. والله I'm trying to see if I can finish it by the end of Ramadan. Otherwise, the last couple of lessons, I'm going to have you all the way. Inshallah, because we want to do the chapter of i'tikaf also. We want to do chapter of i'tikaf, so it's important. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. If you want to know about Taraweeh, I did the chapter of Taraweeh, part of the Salat. It's already on the website. I don't know what lecture number is. But when we did the superrogatory salawah in the chapter of Salat, it talks about Taraweeh. And if we have time, inshaAllah, throughout these, we'll go through the chapter of Taraweeh because it's very important because it seems like we fight like whether it's 8 or 20 rak'ah. And some brothers don't go to a certain masjid because they pray 20. I want to go to the one that pray 8. If you're lazy, that's alright. But if you want to follow the sunnah, the best sunnah, we'll talk about it. Do you have any questions, dear Shabak?
The one who breaks his fast due to traveling and he makes up for it, does his reward get diminished because of this? Because of him dropping the... Because of him taking the rukhsah, does his reward diminish?
No.
It doesn't diminish.
No, min al-birr, the Prophet ﷺ said the birr, it's from goodness to break your fast when you're traveling.
So someone breaks their fast just because they don't want to fast. They have to fast that one day, or how much
they have to fast that one day?
Just that one day.
Some ulama said they don't, because no matter how much you fast, even if you fast lifetime, if you break a fast intentionally just because you don't like it, some scholars said no matter what you do, you can't compensate that. That's why some scholars say you don't have to redo it. You just repent and hope that Allah accept your repentance. But the correct opinion, you have to fast. Because in debt, you owe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now. No. Yes, that's a Muslim. Jazakallah khair. Brilliant question. He said the miskin has to be a Muslim, of course. You have to be a Muslim because this is kafara and this is ibadah. And the ibadah is for the mu'min and the Muslim, not the kafir.